This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
I will get back to Browns, but I wanted to get this back out there. So we started off the show with this earlier today. Anthony Dolan, he keeps receipts, everybody. Guardians have won 22 of their last 30. They are right in the thick of everything. They're a game back of the wild card right now. They're 5.5 back of the Central Division. Detroit got rocked last night by the Chicago White Sox. They're reeling. They're getting nervous over there. Jim Costa in the morning show up at 97.1, that ticket. They're getting worked into a shoot over it all. And Lima said, well, who's going to give credit? Are people going to take their statements back of what they were making during the 10-game losing streak? Tone, come on, make your case.
Well, I want to be clear. They haven't accomplished anything. I mean, my God, they're surging. They have the best record in the American League over the last 30 games. They are 22-8. They have won 8 of 9 series, and now that they got that win in game one of their Marlins series, they're off to a great start. They could very well, you know, win 9 of 10. That's what it was going to take. They didn't necessarily have to sweep everybody like they did the Mets, but they just had to chip away. Owen had noted the schedule, and as bad as it was, and it was, we all buried them. Let's be honest, most Guardians fans, even the biggest, the Dairy Brothers podcast, which we've had both of them on our show plenty of times, and they have their great podcast hosted by Odyssey. Okay, they had pretty much buried them. We had all done it. The good news is there's so many games that, hey, you know, as long as you admit it, and I admitted it, I admitted that I buried them, but they're not the same team. They're not the same team. And you are seeing, even with the slumps of Jose Ramirez and Stephen Kwan, and it was great. Hopefully Jose broke out of it last night with another 2 home runs. Awesome to see, but you're seeing Manzardo continues to tear the cover off the ball. He is, you know, hitting for more than just singles. Like you're seeing the ball sprayed around a lot. And then you've got guys that I think in that bullpen, it'll never be what it was last year. That bullpen was an all-time bullpen, but they are starting to adequately get situated in their roles. You've got a new closer. We're not talking about, you know, the guys that aren't here. We're talking about the guys that are here. And the starting pitching rotation is going to be good enough to give them a shot to not only make the playoffs, but to hold their own against anybody in the postseason, maybe except the Milwaukee Brewers.
Okay,
the way that they're playing.
Well, okay, so you've made a hell of a case here, but I think the initial Guardians fan is going to say, because the initial Guardians fan is probably a Cleveland sports fan altogether.
Yep.
And when you go to, say, the Guardians cast, remember, they said, it was Matt who said if they traded Stephen Kwan, he was done with the Guardians until they sold the team, until the Dolan sold the team. Nothing's been done yet, which you said. You also said you were one of the people that buried him. Yeah, but you're also one of the people that came to a vigorous defense of what the Guardians have done. And over the last decade plus, you've been right. I think people were arguing about this year, though. Now, that's just me just going over what's happened over the last couple of months. What?
It always seemed to me like the people that came out of the woodwork to scream at the organization, to scream at the Dolans, which we've all taken our turns doing that. But it seemed like pent-up frustration.
But it's because it's double-edged.
From 15 years of them owning the ball club.
It's double-edged. It's double-edged. Because they've always played well enough just to make the general fan really, really mad. When it comes to baseball, I mean, there's plenty of fan bases right now that don't give a bleep about their favorite baseball team or what they consider their favorite baseball team right now. I don't think Orioles fans give a bleep. They're ready for Ravens season. They've been ready for Ravens season, especially when they were supposed to be a team that was supposed to compete for a World Series to a lot of people this year. I don't know if I can find A's fans anymore because that ownership has successfully killed that franchise. Nats fans have certainly moved on to where they're at right now. Pirates fans, I just used all those teams before because the Pirates are such an easy pickings when it comes to it. So there's plenty of fan bases that have just moved on. The Guardians have always played well enough to make people care, and then to make people care, but to make them just angry enough because they don't go all the way in. Well, what's all the way in? We've had that's been a moving target. And so I say it's like, well, you can't do Champions Pose yet. Because if they don't make it back to the ALCS, you're going to hear a lot of the same frustration.
I'm agreeing with you that they haven't accomplished anything yet to sit there and do victory laps. If anything, the only thing that I would victory lap is the sentiment that this team was not like trying to win. They were, you know, joke of a baseball team and organization. It's like they're allowed to have a bad stretch, and that's what they did. They had a terrible stretch.
Well, there were some that thought they were like losing on purpose, which No.
Yeah, and you know, they. I also think, certainly, yes, I'd rather have Emmanuel Clase here to fortify that bullpen even further. But given all the news and the locker clean out, and you know, the guys have been tight-lipped about it, but I think behind the scenes, and you'd hate to have to get there for this to be the case, but I think it has galvanized them. I think that story and the way people are talking about this team, and they heard a lot of what you were saying during that losing streak, and nobody wanted them to lose 10 games in a row, but I do think it galvanized them, and I think that they're using that to help spearhead what hopefully will be a second half of the season to remember, and so far, they're on the right track, and I do think they are starting to scare some other teams that are ahead of them.
Well, they are making their run. It's also that you have to differentiate ownership from the front office and team. I think that I could stand here at the end of the season and look at what they've done. And if they don't get to the ALCS, you know, these things happen. But say they got to the wild card. Say they got to the ALDS and they lose. Okay? There will be people go, well, they didn't get to the ALCS. They had a chance to get better. They got worse. This, that, and the other. But hold me to this. Record this. I don't put it on Antonetti and Chernoff as much as I would ever. And the team itself. I told you this, and I still believe it, and I will believe it. What they accomplish is in spite of ownership. The ownership, for the many reasons that they give, or excuses that they give, have had to tear away from the organization, have had to tear away from the fabric of the team because of money. So they give that reason or excuse, so I will say you have succeeded in spite of your ownership. The front office, I think they would have loved to have just paid anybody they want to make the fans happy and to go out there and try to get a World Series. You only have so much money to work with. Now, there is criticism of some trades, but as you brought up, the Josh Naylor trade is starting to look a little bit better. I know that the Emmanuel Clase piece with him basically maybe being done with baseball forever when this month is over, for crying out loud, which we will find out more by August 31st, if I'm not mistaken. But his career may be very well in shambles at the end of this. Well, that was the end of the Francisco Lindor trade. It didn't go very well for us. All right, that's part of it.
That sucks because they were about to trade him, and they were going to get something
exactly,
for him.
Exactly. Like. But we were sitting here grinding over Stephen Kwan's salary when other teams would probably there would definitely be some back and forth on whether it's between $20 and $30 million a year, but they definitely would have tried to come up with something that would have worked for everybody else. But there have been positives here this year. You mentioned the pitching. You mentioned the rotation or the bullpen. You mentioned Kyle Manzardo as well. If Kyle Manzardo finishes this year with 25 home runs as a not everyday player, I think that that's certainly going to be a plus, and you need to make him an everyday player now.
What's funny is, and I know they traded
in 2026.
And I know they traded Shane Bieber, but isn't this so typical of the Guardians and how they've had to do business over the years and how they always find a way to get themselves out of the position to where they're going to be an afterthought, like, say, the Pirates. By the way, we had Pony on, and we did not rub in his face what happened to Skeens last night.
Got smashed.
Holy cow, did he get smashed.
I don't think he's been very good historically in Milwaukee, against Milwaukee.
They rolled last night. That team looks like a juggernaut right now. But leave it to the Guardians to be in a situation where, regardless of what happens, come playoff time, and you're right, if they miss the playoffs, if they lose in a wild card, if they lose in an ALDS, hell, if they lose in the ALCS, we're going to get people talking about the spending and all that. And then what are we going to do in the offseason? It's going to be genuine excitement about Manzardo, Kayfis, Bizana, and we're going to have good pitching because they do all the time. You know, they're going to have a good bullpen all the time.
You don't want to know what could kill all that.
They're going to be, well, I know what's looming.
What could kill all that.
I know what's looming.
Yeah, I hope you do.
But here we go again. They're going to be positioned again to be a really good team next year. And I think there were some people in town that wanted them to bottom out to teach the ownership a lesson. And
that
and that is not happening under this organization's watch.
That's a lesson they won't
learn. They are not going to bottom out. They're too good, they're too proud, and they have too many good people within that organization to allow it to happen.
Even if they were bad this year, even if they finished up like Pittsburgh, or even if they finished up, the White Sox winning 44 games is unconscionable. I'm not going to bring it. What if they finish like the Twins? The Twins are going to finish under 500. They're right now 7 games under 500. If they finish like the Twins, that's still not going to teach them a lesson. Because they'll say, well, for the last 20 years, we've done this throughout this entire time, and we've made the postseason all these times with our payroll, and we've been able to figure it all out, and that's not going to teach them any lesson whatsoever.
Now, their bottoming out was like 2023, 76 and 86. That's their version of bottoming out, right? Like that's
Well, they sold real pieces that year.
Yeah, they did.
And they kind of quit the last month of the season. That was more of a let's bring the kids in and let's see what they got for 2024.
And then there was years
and then
ago.
What happened the following year?
And then they went to the ALCS.
They get a new manager, they go to the ALCS.
I want to say it was Francona's first year, but I'm probably mistaken, where they looked like they were going to make a run, then there was all the injuries, they were going to make a run of the postseason, then there was the Francisco Lindor first year where you made the argument about him being brought up.
That was 2015.
Okay. And then the last real bad year you had was Manny Acta. I mean, it's been a long time. So if you're hoping, if one of the people were hoping for a bottom out, of all the things I've disagreed with you on when it comes to the Guardians in 2025, that I have to totally agree with you. If you think they're going to learn some sort of a lesson, there's no lesson they're going to learn. They're going to go, no. You need to learn your lesson. Look at how successful we've been here over the last decade plus. That's what they're going to say. You can be as mad as you want, but you know damn well it's true. I can be dissatisfied and mad, but I also know it's true. And I will say front office, team, manager, and Stephen Vogt was not good during that 10-game losing streak. Not going out there and getting yourself tossed when chances you could have to get these guys going,
especially
after Jose got thrown at and was out. That you can't do that. You had to go out there and do that. That said, I differentiate completely between front office, team, manager, and then ownership. They are in two separate categories. Is the rest of the league pulling against your door?
Yes!
Want to get into a mini argument again? Do we have the clip from Albert Breer? Do we have the clip from Albert Breer?
I have cut it, yes.
Do we want to hold Albert hands and hope that we make it out of the stratosphere here? Here we go. Here's Albert Breer on the afternoon drive yesterday.
Everybody's insane to be talking about it like they are, and that if people see one more first take segment on it, they want to throw their TVs out the window. I mean, it's at the point now where, I mean, just let the guy be a rookie. You know what I mean? Like, he had a couple of nice throws against a really vanilla defense, you know, a defense that wasn't running much, that has backups in the game. And again, I'm not taking anything away from what he did. Like, he showed some good things, but the way people have gone from 0 to 60 with this, I mean, the first thing he needed to do was find a way to earn first team reps and have the coach want to take a look at him with the first team, you know, and that's still miles away from ever starting a game. So, you know, I think a lot of people were obviously very wrong in what they thought the league thought of Shedeur, and that's not Shedeur's fault, but that was, I think a lot of the teams in the league felt a certain way about, you know, who he was as a prospect, and that was reflected over the weekend of the draft. And, you know, whether they're right or wrong about that, we'll see. But I just feel like this is another one of those cases where, you know, the importance of this story has been blown out of proportion to a point where what people in the league think of it versus, you know, the way the general public is digesting it is pretty different.
Albert Breer is as good as it gets when it comes to covering the NFL. I'm not surprised, and my thought is, of course the rest of the NFL wants to dump on it. One, yeah, they don't want to get excited over preseason games. No one wants to get excited over preseason performances. They know that there's a long way to go for everybody. The other part is that, no, there's not one personnel guy who wants to, and I do believe this, and you can say I'm full of it all you want, I do believe that there are plenty of people in the NFL, teams in the NFL, that they're either hoping that the Browns are fools and cut Shedeur Sanders, which certainly ain't going to happen, or they're hoping that he does poorly. Because I don't think there's going to be guys who have to go into owners' offices. If this kid works out, there's going to be guys that have to go into owners' offices and explain to the owners of their football team why they passed over and over and over again on the kid who's selling all these jerseys, who's in Nike commercials and Nike ads and probably soft drinks and cars and everything else, and they're putting on billboards in Cleveland, and maybe he looks like he's going to save their franchise, and you took Tyler Shook? Wait a minute, we could have had this kid, and you decided you wanted to sign Daniel Jones off the scrap heap? You want to do that?
But today,
I admit I'm putting carts before horses here. But
that's okay.
The league is definitely, personnel people in the NFL are definitely rooting against it.
But do you think today they're worried about the Browns and Shedeur Sanders? Do you think they're like, oh my God, I think they got a good one? Well, that's where I think he's telling the truth. Like, nobody thinks Shedeur is that great today. And so they can't believe that that shows are leading with him. National shows. Forget about Cleveland. The fact that national shows are talking about a four-string quarterback who is not really going to get the opportunities to ever play with the ones until, you know, quarterbacks go down.
But when Jordan Schultz tweets that an NFL front office executive with one of the other teams is shocked, quote-unquote, by how well he was playing.
Because they thought he sucked.
They thought he sucked.
Yeah.
And so if he goes out there and he plays well, they're thinking, owners are owners. And if my guy, who I picked, who I thought was going to be good, ends up being terrible, think about all this. When the season ended, it was, hey, Shedeur Sanders could be top five, maybe number two overall. So that means that your evaluation, your film work, your interviews with him, everything you did in the background checks, that's on you five times over. Five rounds over, you passed on him. And instead, you got this quarterback or that quarterback or this guy or whatever, all these also-rans. If that guy works out, somebody is going to be held against him. Because I guarantee you, it ain't just... And I know everybody says, oh, Jimmy's pulling against Shedeur Sanders. Jimmy Haslam is not pulling against Shedeur Sanders. I can tell you that right now, on a stack of Bibles, a million miles high. But there's going to be plenty of owners that are sitting there going, yeah, I like Shedeur. I like his dad. This could have made me a lot of money. What did you do? If it works out, it's only been one preseason game. So that's all I'm explaining. If I never read anything from Jordan Schultz about a front office personnel person saying that they were shocked at how well Shedeur Sanders was doing, I don't think I'd say any of that towards what Albert Breer just reported. I'm not saying Albert's wrong. I'm not calling out Albert himself. I did find it funny where he's like, hey, I don't mean to take anything away from the performance. And then he proceeds to take away all those things from the performance. But I do believe that, yeah, the rest of the league, if he continues to do well, they'll be pulling against the guy. I think it's normal. Don't fans do it? If you pass up on a guy, don't you feel that?
Well, the Browns with Travis Hunter. When I asked Andrew Berry, I'm like, be honest. Andrew, are you rooting against Travis Hunter? Yeah. He's like, no, I love the kid. It's like, come on. Deep down inside, if Travis Hunter is ordinary, you win.
If your guy's great, it doesn't matter. Like, if Mason Graham goes on to be a six-time All-Pro defensive tackle, it don't matter. If your quarterback that you eventually get is good, it won't matter because you'll probably get fired over the quarterback. I mean, there's been plenty of guys who in history have drafted good at other positions. They didn't get a quarterback and their ass was canned. But if your guys matter, you won't care about Travis Hunter. If your guys are terrible and Travis Hunter is there and he's putting up Jerry Rice numbers all throughout his career, well, then you're going to be known as the guy who passed on Jerry Rice or on Travis Hunter, the first Travis Hunter, because he plays both ways. So it's going to be going against you. We'll be hearing from Kevin Stefanski here live very, very shortly. The first of two joint practices, his first press conference coming up. Press conferences on The Fan are brought to you by Montrose Ford. Choose Click Cruise at MontroseFordAkron.com. Manny.com.
All right, good morning, guys. Looking forward to the next couple days here with Philly. Obviously, you know, Nick and Howie and their entire group are gracious hosts for having us down here, and we're going to get a lot of good work done today and tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All sorts of situations, so we're really looking forward to it. Obviously, we've done this with the Eagles both here and in Berea, so feel really good about the structure and the plan and that type of thing. But excited about the work we'll get out here. So with any that, I'll take any questions.
In terms of quarterback participation, what is the latest update?
No major update. Kenny will continue to be in there in 7-on-7. Dylan's doing better, and we'll continue to get more team reps.
Is he on track to...
I think we have to get through today and tomorrow, Daniel, before I know that for sure.
Is there a live tackling period?
No.
Neither day?
No.
Kevin, I haven't talked to you since Miles' citation became public, especially coming off of both his accident 3 years ago and, you know, what Shadur went through in the summer. Just, I mean, how extra disappointing is that?
Yeah.
Coming from a team leader specifically.
Yeah, extremely disappointing. It's been addressed with Miles, with the football team. He needs to slow down for his safety and the safety of others.
Coach, obviously you're here on a business trip, but deep roots here. Mm-hmm. Just how's it feel just being back in Philly, seeing some familiar faces and probably been in touch with family and friends just while you touched down?
Yeah, it's always good to get back here and see, you know, some familiar faces on the Eagles staff. And then we ate well last night, so that's a positive.
And also just... I know you're a prideful prep guy, two prep guys on this roster. Mm-hmm. Just how cool is it to see that program sending people to the highest level?
Yeah, excited for those guys. You know, they were great football players in high school. They're obviously doing a great job here. I'm excited to say hello to them. But, yeah, we're always looking out for our fellow Hawks.
Kevin, after the game in Charlotte, you said Shadur would get plenty of reps in the next game. If Pickett and Gabriel can't play, would he start?
Yeah, I guess if those guys could not play, yes. Yeah, and we're working through that, Tony. You know, we're always going to play our young guys a lot in these games, so we'll see how it shakes out here over the next couple of days.
Thank you.
Is there some wisdom, though, if Dylan is healthy, would you like to see him get a start as well, potentially?
Yeah, potentially. Again, the plan was always to give both of those guys a start in the preseason, so we'll see how it shakes out.
What about first-team reps against the first-team Eagles defense today? Is Joe going to get a majority of those?
I'd say Joe will get the majority of them, yes.
Kevin, is it harder to divide those reps up in a joint practice setting like this than, you know, maybe back in Berea to get all the guys?
I don't think it's harder. No, I think it's the reps are what they are. You obviously have the game coming down the line here on Saturday where you keep that in mind when you're putting the rep plan together.
Kevin, with this being such a big deal for Kenny to come back here to Philadelphia and everything, how hard was it for you guys to kind of keep him out of those 11-on-11s? I'm sure he really wanted to do that.
You know, it's no fun being hurt, and Kenny, unfortunately, is rehabbing and doing better and getting better, and he's doing a great job. You saw him in that 7-on-7. I thought he had some really nice moments in the 7-on-7. So he's doing a good job. Of course he wants to do more. I want him to do more, but we'll be very, appropriately conservative with that injury.
In terms of body of work, evaluating your rookies in particular, does practice against the Eagles and the game against the Eagles weigh heavier than the Panthers?
Yeah, I think all these reps, Tony, are so important. You know, I don't want to say a rep from a week ago in a team period wasn't important. I think they're all important. Obviously, they're different here in the practice setting because this is a defensive scheme that our guys don't know. These are players that our guys don't know. So, of course, you think about those reps differently, but we're really taking an approach here where everything matters. Every rep matters.
And the quality of team.
Yeah, that's obviously a huge deal. Nick does a great job with his football team. I think they are well coached. I think they have really, really good players. I made mention the other day where I think this is probably the best offensive line, defensive line in the game. So it's a great challenge for our guys.
Kevin, because it's a team you guys don't see, how beneficial is that both for not only young guys for the game, but also the vets to see different schemes at this stage of the season?
That's what you do when you're talking about who to practice against. You know, it's important for me to know who the other head coach is and have a relationship with the head coach so you can put a good plan together. But then the next most important thing is that the schemes are different from what you see every single day. So Carolina, for instance, was a very different scheme defensively with an under front or five on the line of scrimmage. Coach Fangio has a very similar base defense, so we'll see that again, which we don't see a ton of versus our defense. So I think the scheme piece is really essential to when you're putting these practices together.
Kevin, with this Eagles offensive line and how veteran they are, and plus having Jalen and Saquon, like what's key for your guys' defensive rookies, especially like Mason and Carson up front, and what do you want to see from them these next couple of days?
It's really no different than when we're in Berea. We just want to compete like crazy, and going up against great players makes you great. And I think that's something that we certainly see in Berea, and we're looking forward to seeing that here as well.
As a follow-up to the previous question, this is the third time you and Nick have done this. What makes you guys a good pairing, a good match here?
I have a ton of respect for Nick. I've known him for a little bit here. We have guys that we've never coached together, but we have good friends that have coached with each other. So I just have a ton of respect for how he handles his business, how he runs his football team. Obviously, he's done a great job in this city, and I just have a ton of respect for him.
Kevin, I'm sure
you
this
said
is a...
that Greg on Monday, Greg Newsom is still sort of progressing. How involved will he be in the practice?
He'll be limited. Won't be in a ton of team reps.
Kevin, I'm sure that this is an in-house matter and something that you wouldn't want to share publicly, but can you say if you guys disciplined Miles in any way for that?
Yeah, I can't, Mary Kay. I'll keep everything internal.
What have you seen from Joe Flacco? I know you had him 2 years ago, coming back, age 40 and everything. How much of a leader has he been for you guys?
Yeah, I think Joe's the same guy that he was then. He's the same guy every single day. I think that's one of the things you admire about Joe is how he approaches his business. He's done a really nice job in camp. He's also done a really nice job just providing leadership to the quarterback room, to the offense, and to the football team.
I know you said he's limited. What have you seen so far out of Dylan? What do you like about him?
Yeah, Dylan's done a nice job, obviously limited by that hamstring, so getting more and more reps with him. But he's done a nice job with what's been given to him, making good decisions.
What is it you like about him just coming out?
Played a lot of football games, good decision maker, accurate.
When we think about the process
of making your quarterback choice and the number that you have and the way the injuries are factored in? How challenging has it been to this point, and how challenging will it be going forward to see all that you want to see before you make your decision?
Yeah, we've kind of talked about it a lot. It's an all-encompassing evaluation. Obviously, I know, you know, week one is coming and we'll make a decision there, but we're very, very obsessed with player development and the development of our quarterbacks. So that's really been something that we've worked hard at, whether it's reps in practice or the meeting rooms or the walkthroughs. We want to make sure that we're doing everything in our power to get these guys better.
Good.
Okay, thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Kevin Stefanski in his press conference. Press conferences on The Fan are brought to you by Montrose Kia. Choose, click, cruise at MontroseKia.com. Strong words from Kevin.
How about the tone?
Tough talking Kevin.
Listen to Kevin when asked about Myles Garrett's latest speeding infraction.
Whoa. Extremely disappointing. It's been addressed with Myles, with the football team. He needs to slow down for his safety and the safety of others.
That was that. Now, I don't know. Does that make Andy Baskin feel a little bit better about his argument yesterday that we played earlier on the show? I mean, me and you were not as tough talking as Andy Baskin or Kevin Stefanski.
Well, Baskin wanted his captaincy removed. Yeah. He wanted the C removed off the chest. Baskin wanted.
Remember, we asked the question, were they going to even talk about it? Was it going to be something? And we kind
of
wondered.
Of course they were asked. You got to talk.
I'm saying whether or not Stefanski would bring it up with his player, with his best player on his football team. And he made sure to let everybody know, absolutely. And I'm telling you, the tone of his voice there. People wondered if it was going to be different from the Shador tone. Remember, with his two speeding tickets? Because some fans were not thrilled with the way that he had talked about that compared to some other situations.
Well, it can go a couple different ways. I mean, he's been the head coach there for about six years going on now. And he could say, you know, I've had this conversation with you before. You wrecked this car before, and here we got this problem, and now all of a sudden you're doing this. Or you could sit here and have the problem go, what's the problem now? Uh-oh. We got to go to the other one there, Baskin.
I'll talk about
it. Okay.
Dude.
We will.
Oh, okay.
I mean, this mic doesn't work.
It's okay, but all right. Hold on. Let's go to break. Well, let's wait a second. We'll go to break and we'll bring Baskin.
And then a little crossover action.
We'll bring Baskin in. We'll do some crossover coming up here in like a minute. Okay. We'll go ahead and we'll do that. Okay. So there was a giant elephant that just ran through this room right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I look over to you and go, Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett. Discipline Myles Garrett. Myles.
Yeah, and
words.
I obviously, we'll hear from...
Syllables.
Have we heard from Myles since?
No, I mean, it was just Saturday evening.
Yeah,
right?
So this will be it.
Saturday morning.
I'm guessing immediately after the joint practice in Philadelphia today, you know, it's going to be brought up. Hey, the coach said that he discussed it with you. Can you elaborate on those conversations? Of course, I don't expect him to answer, but, you know, it is something a lot of fans did poo-poo. We got to be honest. A lot of fans poo-pooed it. We were sitting here, the two of us, not necessarily a third person in the room, we were struggling because we just seen this happen, and obviously It's happened with Myles so many times, and to the point where, I mean, he could have wrecked his life and his career with what happened years ago.
We'll talk about
with his rollover
accident. We'll talk about it with Baskin coming up in just a few moments. That's Andy Baskin yesterday. He joins us right now In the Smart Choice Windows and More Studios.
Do it, Baskin. Champions pose it.
Yeah,
you're
go
on
ahead,
camera.
Baskin.
I'm not champion.
Does he know how to do it, Ken? Show him how to do the
you
champions
do this.
Pose.
You do this.
Yeah, I can't
on one
do
side
that.
Of the mic, and then you do that. You clasp your hands together. It's a gift.
Champions pose. Champions pose. Up your nose with the rubber hose and a...
It's the Barry Horowitz. You can do this too.
It's a GIF on the internet. You can find it on Twitter. You're right in Champions
Pose.
Yeah,
no, I'm good with it, but you got to act like you've been there before, don't you?
No.
You don't have
show.
To do a
no.
Champions Pose.
No. It's daily, it's hourly, it's by the minute.
This is the show of rubbing it in, and that's what we're going to do.
Look, I just want to make sure that just because you said it, I didn't actually say rip the C off his jersey.
I know, but we embellished it.
I know. That's why I had to walk in here.
How great
I didn't
would
say
it be
it.
To have
that's
that
why I walked in here, because I didn't actually say someone should walk up to him and rip the C off his jersey.
Baskin.
I know, but I like
people
it.
People were tweeting us.
Yeah, I'm telling you, like, I was seeing stuff on social media. I was like, who wants to listen to him? What, is he serving applesauce at the old folks' home? Get these old farts off the air. No, no, no. You know what? Obviously, that's coming from people that have never played sports before.
Wait, Andy. People were tweeting us the meme, the image, or whatever, of Newman tearing off the crest from Kramer's jacket or whatever.
Oh.
It's so
no,
good.
It was Seinfeld.
Jerry.
It was Jerry when he took over as a postal carrier. Oh, my God.
So good. But it sounded like Kevin rarely gets, like, angry in front of the media.
He's annoyed.
You know,
he should be.
Even after losses, it's
wouldn't
a lot
you be annoyed?
Of, we got to coach it
Ken,
better.
You
we got to play it better.
You yeah. coach. You tell me.
Well, I tell you what, if one of my kids were driving a car, I'd go, what the hell are you doing driving a car?
Well,
bud?
That's not good either.
You ain't allowed to be driving yet.
But let's just say you got a kid that walks up in the stands after making a play because the other parents were riding him, and he decides to give him a one-gun salute. Now, is it okay?
I'd go, what
do you
the
say
bleep
to him?
You do it.
I did say last week.
What do you
week,
say to him? You
I'm
know?
Ready
but
for the return of the throat slash. I am ready for it.
It is different,
Stop.
Though. It is. I got to admit, Baskin, I mean, he's a grown man. He's a taxpayer.
He's a taxpayer. What does that have to do with anything?
It's just, well, you know, I hope he pays his taxes. I have no idea.
Yeah,
I'm not Kenny IRS. Maybe we should make a call. I don't know. Anyway, what I'm pointing out is that what I got to point out is that, hey, man, like, I am totally cynical about captains in the NFL. If it's Gilmore Academy and he's out there as a 17-year-old kid zooming around doing God knows what, it's like, dude, come on. There is a leadership thing. College, John Carroll, Ohio State, I'm with you. But, like, they took the C off of Nick Chubb. They gave it to Deshaun Watson. Like,
yeah, did you see who the captain was last week? Your sixth-string quarterback. Just to go out there and take the play.
So,
the thing is that if you look at it, and let's take it from the outside, well, what is a captain then? What is it?
I think it's another ploy to sell jerseys in the NFL.
Honestly, we talked about this on the podcast, Andy, and
you've been in locker rooms.
I think in the NFL, especially when every quarterback is automatically the captain and the highest paid player is automatically a captain, I think it's lost a lot of its cachet.
But the closest thing to leadership we've had, I'll tell you this. Nick Chubb led by example. Let me just say this.
Nick Chubb did lead by example. You want to talk about how to define a captain.
Fair.
Nick
Great.
Chubb was it.
Exactly.
Score a touchdown, hand the ball back to the referee, and help your team kick the other team.
But
in the, you know what?
One of my issues has been over the last 10 years, I've gotten way more leadership out of guys who didn't have the captain logo on their jersey than I did. Now, was
you're
Anthony
talking about the
Walker
NFL
actually?
Or are you
I think
about
he was.
Yeah, yeah. Again, when you're making a guy on a 1-year contract a captain, Rodney what's it McLeod. Say about your franchise? What's it say about your locker room?
Well, here's what I'm saying.
Your culture, I should say.
I mean, look, between the contract stuff over the summer and another speeding ticket, he's a great football player. That's what he is. That's all there is to it.
That's all I expect from him.
I know, man. It's a horrible example to anybody who's younger in the locker room. That's all. And did you see the caption in the Cleveland.com today? Perfect. It's Shador driving by at 100 and Miles driving by at 100. It said, do what I do, but don't know what to say, whatever. Look, I mean, we expect leaders in this town. You have to, if you're going to be a professional football player, you're going to be a professional baseball player, you're going to be NHL, you're going to be any of these things,
leaders,
you know your standards are different than anybody else. It's the same as a cop.
Hold on. Don't steamroll ahead. We do something on this show. You just talked about the leaders in town. It's time for Andy Baskin to power rank the leaders in town. Go ahead. Number one.
Come on.
Oh, man.
On the spot.
That's what we do.
I've always been more legends than leaders.
Are we talking about... Yeah. By the way, that could have been the dumbest thing ever.
Come on. Number one leader in town.
Well, it's having a good season.
Man, I got nothing.
Nobody on the Cavs?
Andy
nobody
Bass.
On the Guardians?
We'll go Ramirez one.
Oh, I thought you were going to do everybody.
Well, what are you talking about?
I was going to have you
political
say
guys
bib,
or
bib, yeah, bib, and that was going to be the end of it.
Chris Ronayne.
Chris Ronayne is not there right now,
wow.
Man.
Wow.
He's not.
All right. Shots
Chris,
fired.
Get on board, man. Make that. Hey.
He listens to the show.
Make that. I like Chris. I played hockey against Chris.
But he's not in the leadership group.
I like him, but Chris, I got to send him. Listen, I got to send Chris a map and remind him that Brook Park's in Cuyahoga County. I mean, come on. Even D. Hassett took a shot
at him. You should probably know what you're talking about.
That's right. I love Chris. Got to tell you, I think he's a good guy. I thought he did a fantastic job at University Circle. But, I mean, the whole...
just doesn't have MapQuest.
Go fix the lakefront. Go fix it, man. All you got a golden opportunity.
Hey, Sherrod Brown made his announcement yesterday. You going to put him up there?
Go fix it.
We need to make this a weekly thing with you. This is unbelievable.
Yeah, see if he updates his leader power
rankings. I'm too busy serving applesauce at the old folks' home at noon.
This is amazing.
I didn't sleep last night. The storms are so bad. God, I got to stay off social media.
Oh, my God.
I think you should take line 5.
I think I hit mute like 15 times.
Oh, yeah. Line 5.
Get in here, Deshaun.
Line 5.
Go.
Deshaun and Cleveland, go.
Go.
Fellas, listen, man. The captains are chosen by the players that go... The captains are the guys
Lake
who...
County.
Yes.
I'll just say like this. Miles Garrett and Joe Flacco are captains on the team. Why? Because players, they gravitate to them.
What if they speed?
Every year, there's a guy... All his 5-6 captains is bull. There's a guy on offense. There's a guy on defense. That's the leader.
Your leader on defense right now is a rookie who's wearing the green dot.
Well, that's the idiot coaches they put that on them.
You just said the player's name.
That's an unfortunate circumstance.
Do I get overtime for being on the show?
That's a Keith question.
Well, listen, do we think Tonio is really a captain?
Do we think Keith is one of the leaders at the station?
I do.
He's not a leader. No one goes to him.
Who?
It's Joe Flacco. It still will be Shador Sanders. And it will always be Miles Garrett. So stop with the tickets. Everybody's speeding who has cars that cost $200,000.
Stop it with the tickets.
You know who thanks you? Let me tell you who's thanking you for all these cars that are going over 100 miles an hour. Life Bank, because you're keeping them in business.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. Jeez.
Thank you, Deshaun.
I'm being honest, man.
When did we become?
He ends every show with it.
He does.
So,
I do.
When did we become 92.3 the ticket?
97.1 the ticket in Detroit. Yes. That's our sister station in Detroit. Odyssey Station.
You're Anthony Lima. I thought you were Matt Deary.
Guys, the show's over.
Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.